says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, a country boy can survive. And this is your country boy, James Kelso, up here in North Dakota, bringing you the latest edition of the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on this June the 7th, 2023. And the show, of course, is live, and you're welcome to participate. The call-in number, should you so wish to participate, is 512-248-8252. Well, I'll tell you, I watched a video today at lunch that just knocked my socks off, made my day, and is going to make your, if you haven't heard it yet, this will make your day. And I'm going to play it for you. We'll hear the whole thing. It's 10 minutes long. I'll try not to interrupt it. I can control myself. What is the video, you ask? It is Tucker Carlson. You know, I asked a few shows ago, where are you, Tucker? Where are you? We need you. Oh, he has come back into the fight stronger than ever. He just made a video on Twitter. And he is calling his videos that he makes on Twitter Tucker on Twitter. I love the alliteration. Tucker on Twitter. And he just lowers the boom. It's wonderful. I'll let you, you can draw your own conclusions. You listen to it yourself. You will be as thrilled as I was. I'm listening to it again. I'm listening to it now for the second time with you. Tucker on Twitter. It happened last night. Oh, and as I've forgotten the name of the radio host. As the very famous radio host, whose name I can't remember, used to say, and now the rest of the story. Well, what is the rest of the story? The rest of the story is, I ask you, how many views in the ensuing 28 hours has Tucker on Twitter had? This one video, 10 minutes. How many views has it had? Remember, CNN, the best they can do is 500,000 viewers. That's the best Anderson Cooper and that crowd can do. They're lucky to get 500,000 viewers. All right, Tucker, in 28 hours, has already had 90, get ready, are you sitting down? 94 million viewers. That's right, it's not a typo. 94 million viewers. There are only a little more than 100 million households in America. And he's still charging. He's still going strong. So it's going to go way over 100 million views. And by the way, it deserves that kind of viewership. Listen to it. He's sitting in a setting that looks like maybe one his home in Maine. There's some billiard cues on the wall and a rack behind him. This might be like a sports room in his main location. Could be a green screen too.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. This morning, it looks like somebody blew up the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. The rushing wall of water wiped out entire villages, destroyed a critical hydropower plant, and as of tonight, puts the largest nuclear reactor in Europe in danger of melting down. So if this was intentional, it was not a military tactic. It was an act of terrorism. The question is, who did it? Well, let's see. The Kakhovka Dam was effectively Russian. It was built by the Russian government. It currently sits in Russian-controlled territory. The dam's reservoir supplies water to Crimea, which has been, for the last 240 years, home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Blowing up the dam may be bad for Ukraine, but it hurts Russia more. And for precisely that reason, the Ukrainian government has considered destroying it. In December, the Washington Post quoted a Ukrainian general saying his men had fired American-made rockets at the dam's floodgate as a test strike. So really, once the facts start coming in, it becomes much less of a mystery what might have happened to the dam. Any fair person would conclude that the Ukrainians probably blew it up, just as you would assume they blew up Nord Stream, the Russian natural gas pipeline, last fall. And in fact, the Ukrainians did do that, as we now know. It's not like Vladimir Putin is anxious to wage war on himself. Oh, but that's where you're wrong, Mr. and Mrs. Cable News consumer. Vladimir Putin is exactly that sort of man, the sort of man who'd shoot himself to death in order to annoy you. We know this from the American media, which wasted no time this morning in accusing the Russians of sabotaging their own infrastructure. Bill Kristol, the man who once told us that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11, immediately denounced Putin as a war criminal and even more savagely compared him to Donald Trump. The rest of the pundit class made similar, clearly coordinated noises. Putin did it! Putin did it! And their reasoning was simple. Putin is evil, and evil people do evil things purely for the dark joy of being evil. In this specific case, Putin attacked himself, which is the most evil thing you can do, and therefore perfectly in character for a man that evil. That was their explanation. No one who's paid to cover these things seemed to entertain even the possibility it could have been the Ukrainians who did it. No chance of that. Ukraine, as you may have heard, is led by a man called Zelensky. We can say for a dead certain fact that he was not involved. He couldn't have been. Zelensky is too decent for terrorism.
Okay, now, this is just sheer genius. Tucker is at his best, the best he's ever been. He's putting the sarcasm in so thick you can cut it with a knife, and ridiculing the pompous asses of the left, and also taking a real swipe at anybody, any of the dumb bunnies in the public who watch the commies and believe any of their lies.
Now, you see him on television, and it's true you might form a different impression. Sweaty and rat-like, a comedian turned oligarch, a person.
Oh, sweaty and rat-like, a comedian turned oligarch. Tucker is just putting it out there. You can't say that about Saint Zelensky. Oh, my God. The hallowed Saint Zelensky, as Greta Thunberg would say, how dare you? How dare you, Tucker?
Persecutor of Christians, a friend of BlackRock. But don't believe your own eyes. Actually, Mr. Zelensky is a very good man. The best, really. As George W. Bush once noted, he is our generation's Winston Churchill. Of all the people in the world, our shifty, dead-eyed Ukrainian friend in the tracksuit is uniquely incapable of blowing up a dam.
Shifty, dead-eyed friend in the tracksuit. Oh, let him have it, Tucker.
He's literally a living saint, a man in whom there is no sin. That's why Lindsey Graham is so attracted to him. They're just two good people. Hang up.
I love the choice of words. Why Lindsey Graham is so attracted to him.
Mm-hmm. Now together and being good. And like all good people, when they meet in person, they spend a lot of time talking about killing people and laughing like friends do. Here's the pair last week.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Okay, now we're watching the pathetic Lindsey Graham sitting across a table from the equally pathetic Volodymyr Zelensky.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
This is the best money we've ever spent. Thank you so much.
The Russians are dying. It's the best money we've ever spent, Graham says. A smile spreads across his thin, quivering lips as he forms the words.
I love it. Thin, quivering lips. There are so many not-so-subtle references in Tucker's choice of words, thin, quivering lips, about this particular person, Lindsey, Miss Graham.
He looks like a starving man contemplating a breakfast buffet. The aroma of death has aroused Lindsey Graham. Thanks so much, replies Zelensky.
And then the choice of words, aroused. His thin, quivering lips have been aroused. Oh, Tucker Carlson is going places you're not allowed to go. You can't say that, Tucker. That is a high crime.
He feels the same way. See, there's nothing dark here. Just two middle-aged guys celebrating the killing of a population. They don't seem like the kind of people who'd enjoy flooding villages or starting a famine. And in any case, who cares if they are? It's really not your business. Your job is to support Ukraine. Watch Nikki Haley, a Republican candidate for president, explain this principle on CNN.
A win for Ukraine is a win for all of us. And for them to sit there and say that this is a territorial dispute, that's just not the case. To say that we should stay neutral, it is in the best interest of America. It's in the best interest of our national security for Ukraine to win. We have to see this through. We have to finish it.
See? It's very easy to understand. It is vitally important for you to support Ukraine because it's necessary for Ukraine to be supported by you. Your support is mandatory until it's finished, whatever it is and whatever that means. So shut up and support Ukraine or else you're in trouble. Back when they still taught logic, statements like this were known as tautologies. Something is true because it is. The more you repeat it, the truer it becomes. It's a self-reinforcing reality. There was a time when tautologies were considered illegitimate arguments, not to mention hilariously stupid. Only dumb people talk like that. Now everybody in power talks like that. Diversity is our strength. Trans women are women. Zelensky is Churchill. It's all self-evidently true. Doesn't need an explanation, and don't ask questions. Sound familiar? Of course it does. That's the pap they're serving us day after day in steaming, lumpy portions. By this point, it's possible that American citizens are the least informed people in the world. Your average yak herder in Tajikistan knows who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. It's obvious. Does he think some skinny dude in a dress is actually a girl? Come on. That idea would never occur to him. You've got to be lied to at full volume over a period of years in order to reach conclusions like that. And of course, we have been. The media lie. They do. But mostly they just ignore the stories that matter. What's happened to the hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars we've sent to Ukraine? No clue. Who organized those BLM riots 3 years ago? No one's gotten to the bottom of that. What exactly happened on 9/11? Well, it's still classified.
Ooh. Notice the choice of issues. What happened on 9/11? Well, it's still classified. Nice. Tucker goes where he's not supposed to go. And he is being heard and seen. 94 million views. And I ask you the question, has anything ever been viewed as much? Has anything in its first day online? And it's unknown, too. I mean, Tucker Carlson isn't, this Tucker on Twitter, I didn't know to listen to it. I didn't know he would be on Twitter. So he's not even established It's not even known that he's there. And yet somehow 94 million times people watched what you're hearing right now. This is history making.
How did Jeffrey Epstein make all that money? How did he die? How about JFK? And so endlessly on. Not only are the media not interested in any of this, they are actively hostile to anybody who is. In journalism, curiosity is the gravest crime. Yesterday, for example, a former Air Force officer who worked for years in military intelligence came forward as a whistleblower to reveal that the U.S. government has physical evidence of crashed non-human-made aircraft, as well as the bodies of the pilots who flew those aircraft. The Pentagon has spent decades studying these otherworldly remains in order to build more technologically advanced weapon systems. Okay, that's what the former intel officer revealed, and it was clear he was telling the truth. In other words, UFOs are actually real, and apparently so is extraterrestrial life. Now we know. In a normal country, this news would qualify as a bombshell, the story of the millennium. But in our country, it doesn't. The whistleblower's account ran on a technology website called The Debrief, which you probably never heard of. The Washington Post had that story, but decided not to run it. The New York Times, meanwhile, just pretended it never happened. On the front page of the New York Times website this morning, there were five stories about Ukraine, as well as four stories apiece about Donald Trump, trans people, and climate change, the usual lineup. There was nothing at all about how an alien species is flying hypersonic aircraft over our cities. Not one word. So if you're wondering why our country seems so dysfunctional, this is a big part of the reason. Nobody knows what's happening. A small group of people control access to all relevant information. And the
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. He's got two more minutes to go. Have you ever heard anything more beautiful than this video, Tucker on Twitter, which made its first appearance yesterday?
The rest of us don't know. We're allowed to yap all we want about racism, but go ahead and talk about something that really matters and see what happens. If you keep it up, they'll make you be quiet. Trust us. That's how they maintain control. When Western tourists first started traveling in large numbers to the Soviet Union in the early 1970s, they found that many Russians had a completely warped understanding of the United States. They thought that Americans lived in grinding poverty, in a state of perpetual race war, and were desperate to flee to the freedom and prosperity of the Eastern Bloc. They thought this because that's what they had been told. They had no way to know otherwise. The few Russians who understood what was really going on in the rest of the world had learned about it from listening to shortwave radio broadcasts, sometimes under the covers so the neighbors wouldn't hear. 50 years later, it is bewildering to consider the ironies here. We're the ones who live in ignorance now. The U.S. government has managed to classify more than a billion so-called public documents. So at this point, we can't possibly know what our leaders are doing. We're not allowed to know. By definition, that is not a democracy. Yet it's fine with the media. Secrecy is a powerful tool of control. Stop asking how we got so rich. Here's another story about racism. Go eat each other. That's the program. That's how most of us now live here in the United States, manipulated by lies, silenced by taboos. It is unhealthy and is dehumanizing, and we're tired of it. As of today, we've come to Twitter, which we hope will be the shortwave radio under the blankets. We're told there are no gatekeepers here. If that turns out to be false, we'll leave. But in the meantime, we are grateful to be here. We'll be back with much more very soon.
We'll be back right after this break.
Let's talk debt versus deficit. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. The national debt is like your credit card balance. It is the amount of money owed if you pay it off right now. The national debt limit, just like your credit limit, it is the maximum amount you are allowed to borrow. The 14th Amendment says that the public debt shall not be questioned. It does not say that increasing the debt can't be questioned or challenged. Every time we approach the debt limit, politicians on both sides say that we will default on our debt if we don't raise the limit. Well, that's only true if government keeps spending on everything that they want. Only two expenses are specifically authorized by the U.S. Constitution: the public debt and national defense. Constitutionally, everything else is optional. Pay the debt payment and the national defense expense and budget what's left. No debt increase needed. Don't let politicians lie to you so that they can keep spending your money with reckless abandon. Please visit the shop at liberty-lighthouse.com and pick up a bumper sticker or t-shirt. Until next time, Cephas Paschem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home.
We're back, folks. And you heard that was perfectly timed by our engineer. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Let us move on to the second topic. That first one, just blistering. Tucker on Twitter. And he says, I'm going to be back shortly. Let's hope it's every night, every day. Now, here's a hot story. This is amazing. Congressman Comer and Congressman Jordan on their congressional committees have seen an FBI report dated, I think it's July, I know it's 2020, well ahead of the election in 2020. This report conclusively shows that Joe Biden, as Vice President of the United States, was paid $5 million as a bribe. Wow. Think Had this been released, the job of James Comey and now Christopher Wray is to be the cleanup crew. Theirs is not the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's the Federal Bureau of Intimidation in the first place. But what's a synonym for the word cover-up that starts with I? I can't think of one right off. But it's the Federal Bureau of Cover-up. And that's what they did with this. They had an authenticated report that Joe Biden was paid $5 million by the typically corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine. Now imagine, first of all, it would have cost Biden millions of votes. It would have added millions of votes to Donald Trump. But here we are, 3 years later, and the FBI still refuses to turn this over to Congress. Comer has seen it. Jordan has seen it. So this makes Christopher Wray really nervous. They've seen it. Wray's strategy of what? Huh? What report? I don't know of any such report. He can't say that now. Comer and Jordan have viewed it, have seen it. I'm sure they've got a copy. So Christopher Wray is between a rock and a hard place. He has to release this thing, or just blatantly give the middle finger to all Americans and delete the document. But there's also a whistleblower involved who is alive and willing to testify. Uh-oh. We've got some strong evidence here of not only impeachable, but treasonous behavior by Joe Biden. Amazing. Is any of this covered in the lamestream media? Of course not. You're not going to hear a peep about this. Here's what the president says. This is 6 hours ago. This is important because people were speculating that Donald Trump was signaling us that he had information that he was being indicted, and he's correcting that. That's a misunderstanding. He says, no one has told me I'm being indicted. And he wrote this today on June 7th. And I shouldn't be, because I've done nothing wrong. But I have assumed for years that I am a target of the weaponized DOJ and FBI. Starting with the Russia hoax, the no collusion Mueller report, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the perfect Ukraine phone call, and various other scams and witch hunts. A travesty of justice and election interference at a level never seen before. Republicans in Congress must make this their number one issue. That brings me to Republicans in Congress, and boy, do we have some more good news. Just pile it on, Kelso. Yesterday, Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz appeared for a long session I'm going to see if I can find a clip from that right after this break.
Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that there we go. All right. Now, let's go to Paul in California. Paul, are you there? Come in, Paul. Oh, Paul is gone. All right. Well, you got to be patient on this show. Come on. We got to have some perseverance here. No wimps needed on this show. Wait till times really get tough. I'm looking for this. You know, I'm looking on Google, doing a search for this incredible interview of Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert, congresswoman from Colorado, with Steve Bannon. And, you know, good luck finding it. Good, major, big interview. And it's, you know, it's up on Rumble. It's up on YouTube. I mean, it's been formatted and put onto these sites. But you see, if you can't find it, this is one of the censorship and control mechanisms of the left. We won't outright prohibit the material. We won't actually delete it, but we'll make it impossible to find. Ah. So even when I type in source rumble.com, so I'm specifying to Google and to YouTube, I'm looking in Rumble. And of course, they look all over, they look everywhere. They scan the entire web every day. So they know what's there. So I'm specifying, find me on rumble.com. Find me the Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert interview with Steve Bannon. Now, I've got three big fat marker words there. Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, and Steve Bannon. How many interviews feature those three names? Right. One. But Google can't find that. YouTube can't find that. It doesn't exist. And that's exactly what this is what Tucker Carlson is going to give us with his appearance on Twitter. He's going to actually give us, Tucker says it in that piece that we were listening to. He says, if I'm told there is no censorship here at Twitter, if it turns out I'm wrong, or they're wrong, and I am being censored, I'm gone. Now, Elon Musk, he just had somebody who has gotten, it's probably gone up a bit since the show began, 94 million views. How much was that worth to Elon Musk? All those eyeballs. It's worth a lot of money. A lot of money. And so there has to be, Elon Musk will be loath to part ways with Tucker Carlson. So this is, to me, this is the most exciting news today. Tucker on Twitter, and the 10-minute segment that I played, and remember, he's used to making one-hour shows, so Tucker on Twitter probably will transmogrify itself into an hour every day, probably every day, and it will change everything. I don't think Paul came back in. I see his name again. No, Paul. Paul gave up the ghost. And you see, let's see what I can get on. Now I'm on Rumble, and can I find this segment even? See, our sites don't have the very good search engines. That should be so easy to find. Here's Matt Gaetz with Lauren Boebert, but it's not the same setup. Let's see. Let's see what we get here. You'll hear these three people. Boebert, Gates, and Bannon.
I've got Congressman Lauren Boebert from Colorado, and of course, Matt Gates from Florida. We just had Matt Rosendahl up here that gave us the thing of we're going to keep everybody off balance, not going to tip our hand, but he says he's all down for the fight. And business as usual, what Rosendahl told our audience, we're not going back to the old days. There's no more return to business as usual. Is that what we know from you guys?
Yes, the agreement was absolutely breached, and we need a new agreement after this because it did not save or protect our country from $4 trillion of debt. So the deal didn't work because it was breached. It was not honored, and we have to go back
to
that.
Congressman Boebert, you had a written in a very – you guys put it all on the line back then. You had Fox News. You had the whole world against you, right? You put it all on the line. You had a written agreement, right? You had that one or two pages.
And the good faith was abandoned by – one side of the party, and this completely caused everything to crumble and put our country $4 trillion in debt. So now we have to go back and say we need a new deal because this one isn't working because you didn't honor it.
And you have confidence that that McCarthy and leadership signing a new deal would give you confidence that they would follow the rules on this and the next big thing on the
Follow, Steve, there are consequences. Yeah, I think there's a belief in Washington that your word doesn't have to mean anything, that you can say things and make promises with no accountability, and then you can just continue on as normal. And that has happened for so long in this place that our people have been crushed, but they are rising up. It is the result of patriotic Americans, many of whom are part of the War Room posse, to get members of Congress to understand that this is the time to fight. We have to hold the floor until the pistol brace bill is passed, and we must thereafter get a new deal with McCarthy. But right now, there's a key decision that is going to be a major signal in how this all unfolds. We've told the Speaker that there will be no rule votes until the pistol brace bill passes.
The pistol brace bill, it's too much detail for right now. But what's important here is that Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and the others among the 20 courageous Freedom Caucus members of Congress have told Kevin McCarthy to take a long walk off a short pier. They have informed, they have revolted on the floor and shocked this piece of garbage, Kevin McCarthy, this clone of Mitchell in the Senate. They have revolted against Kevin McCarthy, and we are now seeing we're separating the men from the boys. And so that, and Matt Gaetz, I'll tell you what, Matt Gaetz, what a champion, what a hero. So that's the interview I'm referring to. Let me just go somewhere else in that interview and see if I can't get something else that you're going to like. Here he is again, Matt Gaetz, Florida, 1st Congressional District, Lauren Boebert, the Western Congressional District of Colorado. I think actually that the town she lives in or a town within her district, I believe, is Rifle, Colorado.
How to escape the heat if you don't have an air conditioner?
Oh, great. Get an ad. Okay, get out of that thing. Okay, here they are.
3121 is the number. This audience, this cadre, is up on they're up into their post. What should they say when they call?
We must have the posse reach out to the 6, the 20, the 30, to every Republican in Congress and say we have to utilize the floor to bank wins and to reduce spending and to not have these puppet show performances around legislation that the House knows to be dead and that they abandoned themselves. And frankly, when there is retaliation, like we saw against Andrew Clyde, against disabled veterans, we need to ensure that people are reaching out to their members of Congress and they're not going to put up with that anymore.
Essentially, you guys have done something historic and seizing the floor, and you're not going to give up your territory, because what you've done and put in high relief now is the kabuki theater of the way the cartel, and you're saying no more kabuki theater. The country's in a crisis.
Yeah.
We have to deal with it, and we're going to deal with it.
Very good. These three great minds. I love what Steve Bannon just said. The kabuki theater of the cartel. And that's the right term for the connection between the Rhino Republicans and the Communist Party USA Democrats. That is the cartel. And what the dance that they perform, and they've been performing for decades, for all of our entire lives, is, he calls it, I like his imagery, kabuki theater. And Bannon, Gates, and Boebert are all saying that is going to stop.
Is that essentially
the
message? Yeah,
this is time for the big boys and girls to step up and deal with the budgetary issues that people in Washington have failed to deal with for generations. And we made that a central focus of our demands in January. That has been violated.
What he's referring to is the deal that Republicans struck between the far right, like Matt Gaetz, and the rest of them, the rhinos. They made deals. They made pledges back in January, and they've violated them. They've just given Gaetz and the rest of us the middle finger, as usual. Doesn't matter what the deal was. Here you go. Here's the middle finger for you. And what they're finding out, we're not settling for that. I'll use myself as an example. My two senators and my single congressman are, turns out, I've met two of them. They're all rhinos. They're disgusting, never Trumper. They won't say that out loud, but they say it quietly, that they hate Donald Trump and that they are rhinos. And their latest evidence of this was all three, my two senators and my congressman, they voted for the McCarthy-Biden $4 trillion sellout debt fiasco. And if your congressman or either of your senators voted for that, they're rhinos and they need to be run out of office and run out of the Republican Party. The uniparty cartel.
And that violation cannot allow to just exist.
When you call
in a
your congressman, particularly people that say they're budget hawks, and people have told you and you voted for them and rang doorbells and went door to door, they're hawks, you ask them point blank, why are you not helping seize the floor and let's get this done another way, since they already gave up all the leverage, correct? Essentially.
Very good. Very good interview. And Steve Bannon does that every day, twice a day, actually. He doesn't just have a show. He has a show in the morning, a show in the afternoon. They are, every one of them, classics. And I think Steve Bannon, you know, if I had to name the top thinkers in our cause, I would gladly name Steve Bannon, if not the top thinker, one of the two or three best thinkers we have. Charlie Kirk comes to mind, one of the two or three greatest thinkers. And Donald Trump, very much an intellectual, very much a deep thinker. He's one of the theoreticians of the right. Let's go take a look over here at what the president is up to. Let's see if he's got a new post up here. He's, of course, the left is attempting to swamp the president in lawfare. And here's one that the president put up. Well, let's see, that one's from a few hours ago. He says 8 hours ago, wow, this is turning out to be the greatest and most vicious instance of election interference in the history of our country. I was using this word over and over again, election interference, because he's being accused completely maliciously and wrongly of election interference. But what actual election interference is going on? Yeah. The FBI sitting on the Hunter Biden laptop, the FBI sitting on the bombshell that we now know exists in an FBI report that Joe Biden received $5 million from Ukraine as vice president in exchange for favors granted by Joe Biden. Wow, or secured by Joe Biden. What an incredible grift. And the FBI has sat on that since July of 2020. If that had been released in July, the election in November would have been utterly changed, let alone letting out, instead of collaborating with CIA communists who put out their statement that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. I think they put that out in a full page letter in the New York Times, precisely calculated to save the Communist Party demon rat Joe Biden campaign. Remember, I'm leading to DeSanctimonious big in the polls, but more importantly, I'm leading Biden by a lot. Also, and perhaps most importantly, they are launching all of the many fake investigations against me right smack in the middle of my campaign, something which is unheard of and not supposed to happen. It's never happened before in American history. You don't hear about the Justice Department owned by a sitting president attacking with lawfare his challenger from the other party. That's never been done, never attempted. It was obviously known that was utterly improper, utterly unlawful, utterly corrupt. But here it is happening right now with impunity. Now, I like this last sentence by the president. Listen to it. It's in all caps, and he says this: DOJ, FBI, New York AG, New York DA, Atlanta DA, fascists all. Tell me what you really think, Mr. Trump. Fascists all. I love the sweep and power of that statement. Let's go to Tim in Oregon. Tim, what's on your mind? Come in, Tim.
Jim. It's Jim, yes. The old pal. The guy that wanted to bet you $1,000. I want to raise it up to $2,500, I'll bet you. You know, I can't help but think, as I'm listening to you, it's not just you're like a fanboy of Tucker Carlson and Trump, but you really are hitting the hopium pipe strong. I hope it's getting you high.
Wait, you said, let me ask you, did you listen?
Let me finish. You've been talking 50 minutes.
Well, it's my show,
FBI
Jack.
Report.
Hey, you know what?
Report.
That's what I do on my show. I talk on my show, you jerk.
There we go. You don't even want to hear it.
No, I don't want
to
hear you.
Biden.
You're a jerk.
$5 million to Biden, right?
You hate Trump. Now, did you hear? Now we learn that you hate Tucker as well. That makes sense.
I hate Tucker too. I hate him. But here's what you can't admit. That you think that this $5 million bribe being known would have made a difference in the election when they cheated in the election anyway. So what are you going to say now? They would have cheated more to win? We have a guy who isn't even the real Joe Biden. If you don't really know that, you're not paying attention. These people that are in power, it has nothing to do with elections. I'm just trying to help you wake up is all I'm trying to do.
Well, you know what? It's really appreciated, Tim. I mean, you're so much smarter than Tucker Carlson. By the way, could you name for me one journalist who's smarter or more on point than Tucker Carlson? Name me one.
What does that got to do with the price of tea?
Well,
in China?
You can't, can you?
I don't care.
No, you can't.
I don't care how smart Tucker Carlson is. He's not going to change this power structure, and neither is Trump. Everybody can name the problem. Everybody can talk about the problem. Who's going to actually change it? Who's going to do something about it?
And well, you think these maybe Paul. Maybe Paul in Oregon. That's who you are. Maybe you will fix it. Well, it's good you're getting a lot of exposure, Paul. And the troops are rallying to your banner. Thanks, thanks, but no thanks. Talk to you next time, Paul. Okay, folks. A bit of enlightenment from Paul. The today was very good. In the let's go to another Trump message for today, if we have time. He says, well, he has several messages refuting everything, all the lawfare being launched against him. But I'm really looking forward to give you my concluding thought here. I can't wait for the next Tucker on Twitter. And yes, I am a fanboy of Tucker on Twitter. And, it's okay to call me fanboy, even though tomorrow, June 8th, I turn 75. And so as soon as, if I miss a Tucker on Twitter, audience, let me know. Message me, call into the show, keep me apprised wherever Tucker may surface on Twitter, because it's going to, guaranteed, it's going to be brilliant. And it's going to be brave. I agree with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who said that Tucker's show, pointing out that the CIA murdered John F. Kennedy, was the bravest show he'd ever heard. Well, all you brave folks, we'll see you here in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night. So long till then.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.